He went to Silverado's, which was step one. And step two was they start drinking and everything, and for some reason someone's like, let's go have a, what'd you call it, some kind of challenge? Let's have a, basically a photo scavenger hunt. Was all of it needed to be photographed? Or
not
what?
All of it.
Oh,
it
really?
Didn't need to be, but...
What else did you do? Trying not to know. Ugh. So at one point, the challenge was to go and get another guy's cowboy hat and put it on and get a picture with him. Who all completed this objective, by the way? All of you?
Just me.
Just you?
Yeah.
So did you win the whole thing?
I think I did.
But Jerianne did it in a way that...
That is going to just send me straight to hell.
Exactly.
I know.
Yep.
I already have my shorts on.
She goes up to the oldest guy in the bar.
He's not the oldest guy.
He wasn't?
No.
How much older people were there?
There were some pretty old people there.
Older than this guy in his 50s or whatever?
Yeah.
She goes up to him and says, hey, you want to come across the bar with me to my table and have a picture with me wearing your hat? Which, come to find out, if you ask to wear a guy's cowboy hat and then he lets you, it's like both of you saying, yeah, we're going to, you know, later on.
Which I didn't know that at the time.
But still, you had to know that that was giving the guy the impression. And the fact that you just couldn't get your picture taken at the table or from across the room, you know, with the camera. So, what are you going to do?
I'm going to defend Jerry.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because I went to Electric Cowboy one night with a bunch of friends, and there was this kind of old guy that was kind of hunchback, you know. And
oh, God.
He asked me to dance, and I was trying to be nice, and went out there and danced with him, and he grabbed my butt. So I booked it off of the dance floor right away.
That's different. You were being nice at first, and then he took advantage of the situation, whereas Jerianne approached this guy.
He still didn't know the whole hat thing, though. Come on.
Well, still.
I don't usually hit on guys, so it's all new to me.
Oh, is that right?
Give her a break. It's all good, Jerry. I'm on your side. There's some creepy people out there that take advantage of us, innocent ones.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Yeah, Jerry. Why can't you go by Jerry? What's wrong with that?
Because I don't like it.
It makes me feel like a man, okay?
It does.
Oh. Stooks in the morning.
I don't know. When you call a guy over to your table, it usually means you're a little interested. Back in my day, when I was a teenager.
Back in my day.
Well, I'm almost 40, you know.
Well, yeah, and this guy's 50 that she was talking
we'll
to
see,
probably.
You know,
so.
I don't know how old Jerianne is, but...
I'm 22.
Oh, yeah, 50's probably a little bit reaching, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A 50-year-old guy for me, that wouldn't be so bad, but and it depends on if they're real weathered-looking cowboys, I don't know, but you call them over to your table, you're pretty well asking for them to hang out for the night.
Did you tell them at any point, this is for, we're doing a challenge and we have to have photographs of all of us wearing other guys' hats?
No.
Say?
See, that would have been the thing, yeah.
Yeah.
To just have him come over and then get him to leave. Hey, we're doing this little challenge thing. Come over, can we take your picture? Let us buy you a drink.
I just want to know what was going through your head, thinking that you had to get him back to your table to fulfill the challenge.
No kidding. Just take your friend with you to him.
Yeah, I thought she was going to get her picture, but...
Well, honey, that's what you get for thinking when you're out drinking.
Yeah, I guess.
Quite honestly, you just shouldn't think when you're out drinking. You should just go drink. That's the beauty of it.
Well, thanks for the tips this morning.
Yeah.
Bye. So how did you eventually get rid of this guy, by the way?
I told him, I was like, I'm sorry if I led you on any, but I'm engaged.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm engaged. And asking random old men at Silverado's to come and take their photo with me. While wearing their hat. Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
Hi, I just have a question. First of all, what were you doing in Silverado's?
We wanted to go see a guy that works with us. He works there. So.
But then you ended up spending there the entire night there.
Yeah.
And did he get you free drinks all night or something?
No, we just decided to stay there.
Yeah, when was the last time you went to Silverado's?
As soon as I turned 21, I quit going there.
Yeah. It's not for me.
I only went there before because that's the only place I could go.
Yes.
Or Longhorns, and they were 18 and older.
Right. Yeah, it's not for me either. I Yeah. I don't have any problem with the place.
But. Kind of in defense, though, for her, if you just simply walk past the guy in Silverado's and just gave him a friendly smile, he'll think you want to sleep with him. So, you know, the hat thing is kind of okay, because no matter what you do, a guy in Silverado's is going to think that you want to sleep with him.
Very nice theory.